4, 8 gig. Oh. Start your day.
Good, Patrick. Hey, I finally got a chance to put a face on the call sign last night.
Same here. It was good to see you.
You as well. Good meeting as well. I hope your day's starting off fine.
So far, so good.
It's nice to see the little higher temperatures. You don't have to worry about any ice or black ice coming out of that. That's a good thing.
It's mid-40s up here right now.
Well, I think they are talking about some rain tonight, but I think most of the day is supposed to be okay. It should be dry, hopefully.
Last I listened to the weather, they're calling for rain this afternoon, but that's all. The rest of the day, like you say, is supposed to be nice.
Oh, we gotta have those days too, I suppose. But I didn't hear anything about any severe weather for the week, so that's good so far.
Didn't hear anything about severe weather, but rain this weekend again. But it is what it is. We can't do anything about it.
We took advantage of Sunday and went up to Black Mountain. That's a nice area. I guess you're not too far from there. But that was a nice little downtown, and had a good afternoon up there.
Hour from there, about the same distance I am from Greenville, so not too far.
Okay, I thought you would have been a little closer than that, but yeah, it's only about an hour and 15 from me, and so we went up there to check it out. It was a nice area. Nice, good afternoon.
And the reason it's so far for me is because of how I got to get there. There's no, until I can get back to 26, which is, you know, 30 minutes from the house, any way I go, that's the main part of the slowdown.
It's good to live in the sticks, no doubt. I mean, I don't, I'm off, just off of 11, so I don't have to travel as far to get to a main road, but a busier road, but pretty far away from the interstates, though.
I don't mind living up here at all. I enjoy it. Close enough to big cities that I can drive there and back in a day, no problem, and far enough away that I don't have to worry about it.
It's funny how we think alike in that end, as many of us do.
The guys are in here this morning, Ken and Andrew. I don't know if Leon and Eric are here today.
KN4 KFW Mobile.
WW4 JET.
Hey, Ken. Hope you're having a good start to your day, KO4 HK.
Yep, doing good. Good morning. I think it's Matthew and Patrick.
Yep, Ken, good morning. And, yep, hope you're having a good start. It looks like most of the day will be pretty good.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Okay. Kane, hope you're having a good day.
Good morning, Ken. Morning, Matthew. So far, been up for a little while. I'm just sitting here at my desk writing out some stuff and watching a couple of friends' little pugs, which, interesting little creatures. They, we're trying to... We got to take them back to their place today so we can leave in the morning. But, yeah, it's been good. Having a good day so far. Hope you all are.
We're here, and yes, the pug is a funny little creature. My mom used to have those.
Good to hear you. Sounds like you're traveling. You guys go on vacation or something coming up?
Funeral to go to. A friend of mine passed away. Up in Illinois, we were just up there for his mom's funeral in September, and Beth went there in January for his father-in-law's funeral, and then he passed away Saturday night. So they've had a rough time of it.
I'll say so. Well, my prayers and condolences. I'm so sorry that you have to do that.
Lost, Jane.
Just keep their family in the prayers because they've been through it, but we're going to head up tomorrow, I think. A couple of our kids are going to go up, too, so that'll be nice. We get to spend a little time with them, too. We've known the family for most of our kids' lives, I guess. Close to 20 years, maybe a little bit longer.
You go in there, I mean, that helps a lot, too. It's important to circle the wagons during those kind of events. That's a good thing.
You would do the same thing. So, but yeah, they asked me to say something, and I'm trying to write out some stuff, and that's a little difficult, looking back through some texts and things, but anyway, enough of that. I hope you guys have a good day. Just wanted to say good morning to you.
Well, we appreciate it, and it'll come to you. That stuff will always come to you, what you need to say, and think of all the good times. Safe travel, Shane, no doubt.
Shane, and like I said, we'll be praying for you and the family.
And I'll let you go. I'm going to get back to what I'm doing here, but hope you have a good day. Good to hear you this morning. I just wanted to say hello. N4ZLK.
Shane, good to hear you this morning, and take care.
This makes you realize more and more that every day is a gift, and you have to make the best of it all, no doubt about it. What's your drive like in the morning? Where are you going to from and to?
We're here just off of 290 in Wade Hampton. Going to run up Wade Hampton to the interstate. Head north about, I don't know, 10 or 12 miles to exit 80.
Well, this time of day, you probably get through all that. No problem, I imagine, right?
85 minutes, depending on how you hit the red lights. There are just so many here on 29.
Okay, safe travels. Yeah, I'm just going from Highway 11 over by Table Rock to downtown Pickens. I have a meeting I go down Tuesday mornings when I'm available to do it anyway. Easy drive.
Say you gotta watch out for the deer, right?
Funny you just mentioned that because I just passed a couple. And, you know, where there's one, there's always more.
Dad, I just got all the people speeding from red light to red light.
Using the watch, isn't it? they pull up to that red light a couple seconds earlier than you did, and you're starting all over again at the same pace. But oh well, people will be people when it comes to driving. That's for sure.
Put it on cruise and just ease on down through there and watch them little zigzag back and forth and take off fast, and then I'm right behind them at the red light. Then same thing at the next one.
No concept. You're right about that. It's a variety of wildlife this morning. I saw a deer, saw a possum, saw a raccoon. So everybody's up and at 'em.
And in the backyard this morning, or behind the backyard, because the dog was going crazy. I think, maybe it was the coyotes.
It's a tangle with your dog, that's for sure.
They come through there off and on. Should be about time for it to start hearing them packing up.
It's open land as I live near by this park. I don't hear them too often. It's mostly the bear and the boar and some boar now and then. And of course all the other normal ones. But every now and then I hear them cackling out there, I believe. But and I've seen them driving up the road too. Seen one that was actually quite striking. It was like a gray and gray-white colored, and it almost looked like it was manicured. It looked so majestic. Didn't look mangly at all or mangy. But I don't hear them too often.
It's been a while, but they've been building pretty steady around me. But I got a really pretty black one out there.
That skunk to that list, because I smelled that. just as a moment ago.
Any of that, I was in a really bad spot.
Hey, I was going to add skunk to the list because I just smelled that going by.
You want to hit one of those. We have them at work. I know when I get out of the parking lot, I can tell he's close.
Still buggers, but you're right. You don't want to get too close.
Black hole.
Yep.
Able to go in and come out of the black hole every day.
We're on 285 now if you want to switch over there.
Could try.
FWQSY.
FW4JT, QSY.
It was 30 points.